We welcome to the studio Iron Man Jay Parker of the YMCA of Central Virginia. Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
Do you like being introduced like that?
It's pretty cool. You know,
I guess. I'm not that crazy about it. Personally, people say that about me.
Hey, you got to be a little crazy.
You don't even want to know what your nickname is, Brian.
Usually it's Tubby Man more than anything else.
So, Jay, before we start talking about the golf tournament and the golf ball drop and your summer programs to address the achievement gap and all these different things going on at the Y, you have to fill us in on your Ironman that you competed in back in November in Arizona. How'd you do?
Wonderful.
And I asked you if it's a double Ironman, and you said, oh, no, it's just an Ironman. Just an Ironman. What were the distances?
Oh, 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon, 26.2 miles. So that's why I said no. I don't think I'm up for the double. I think I'll stick with just Ironman races.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a good day, you know, swim. Got out of the swim, did the bike. It was a little breezy, and made it through that, and got to the run and just suffered through that. It was one of those things where I can say I've done it, and going to take a little break.
Spend more time with the family because it involves so much training, right?
Oh, it's a lot of training. Yes, it is. A lot of Saturdays biking hours and hours, and then Sundays, you know, running hours and hours.
I have, our friend Carl Miller is doing the Conquer the Wall Marathon in China. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, and I think he challenged Jay Parker, you know, to do it next year. I think he said the Iron Man is nothing compared to the Conquer the Wall challenge. So,
oh wow, it's an Iron Man just to get to China. Probably
it's a day's worth of travel, but it's a marathon, but it's steps, you know, steps up and down, and it's kind of like technically longer than anyway.
That would be neat.
Just something to think about. The YMCA, you guys, this is exciting. You have your golf tournament and golf ball drop.
Correct.
Coming up. And how does the golf ball drop work?
Well, the golf ball drop takes place on the day of our golf tournament,
right,
which is June 13th, Tuesday at Boonesboro Country Club. And what we do with our ball drop is we have a helicopter that has up to 1,500 golf balls. We're going to sell up to 1,500 golf balls, and it hovers probably about 30 feet above the ground, give or take, and it will unload the golf balls. And we have a golf pin, and so whatever ball lands closest to the pin is the winner of $5,000.
Wow. And they're numbered, obviously.
Yes.
They're numbered, and you buy them how much?
You can buy one ball for 20, three for 50, or seven for 100, and you can just go to the YMCACVA.org webpage, and on there you'll see golf tournament. You can go there, and you can actually purchase these online.
Is this a spectator thing? I mean, do people come out and watch the drop?
Oh, we had a huge crowd last year. It was a lot of the golfers, but also some people from the country club, some people from that were swimming saw this.
Helicopter.
The guy that was doing the helicopter, Mark Dalton, Mark A. Dalton, realtor.
Yeah.
He kind of made it a spectacle. He circled around and kind of had me worried. I was like, oh, what is the wind not set up right? Is he not going to be able to come down? And so it kind of came in and he got down and it went off without a hitch. But, you know, he was hovering and I kept looking like, is there an issue? But anyway, yes, people can come out to watch it. I thought it was a very neat thing, and excitement as you see the balls are dropped out. We have somebody in the helicopter that actually drops these golf balls, you know, out. They don't hang at the bottom, and we pull a lever and they fall out. None of that. It's done a little different, but it's neat, and you know, you could win $5,000, so you know that helps the Y.
You could have another contest where somebody gets to be in the helicopter, like throwing the golf balls at people from the helicopter. Brian would probably
that'd
like
be
that.
That would be fun.
That's really so $5,000 if it for the closest to the hole, right?
Yes.
And obviously if it goes in, then
well, it's actually just it's,
oh, it's not really hole.
We don't
just
have a hole
pin.
Because that would create some issues. What if three or four balls went in?
That's a
good
point.
Would have three or four winners. So
closest to the pin.
Closest to the pin, and it was when we got out there, I saw it drop. We walked out, looked at it, and it was easy to tell. It wasn't like there was 100 golf balls within inches.
Right. Now, so, tell us about the tournament itself. It's for youth scholarships. It's a captain's choice. To give us a few more details.
Yes, we've been hosting this for about 20 years now. And we do it's a captain's choice. We have an afternoon tea time, a great lunch provided for those that play in the tournament. Boonesboro does a bang up job on the food. So the food is awesome. The golf course is in great shape with, you know, the rain that we've getting. So the green's gonna be good. We have about 32 teams to come out and play. So we raise money through sponsorships. So we have a tournament sponsor, all the big sponsors. We have tea sponsors, green sponsors. And so, you know, we couldn't do this without all our sponsors, and I'd hate to try to list all of them right now. So, I thank them very, very much for their support. So this helps fund our youth scholarships. But what's near and dear to my heart is the Achievement Gap we have started. This is our fourth summer. And for those that don't know, under-resourced kids, children that live in low-income neighborhoods, you know, are falling behind in school. They hit kindergarten 14 months behind in reading and math compared to the other students coming to school. And every summer they lose 2.5 to 6 months of reading and math. And so what this program does is it hits them going into rising first, second, and third grade. That's what our target grades are currently. What we want to do is we want to have that child on grade level when they get to third grade, because third grade reading proficiencies are indicators of future successes and also negative outcomes. So it tells graduation rates, but it also tells us how many jails to build by third grade reading proficiency. So if you look at Lynchburg, we're at 57%. When you look at Amherst County, Appomattox County, Bedford County, Campbell County, those are all in the 60-some percent. So it's none of them are great, but we've got – this program does work. We are seeing results from this program. Last summer in this, we saw a two-month gain in math and three in reading. Kids love to come to this program. For those that are not familiar with more of the details, we take every hurdle out that may be perceived with an under-resourced family. Transportation is provided. So we get them from their house, bring them to a school. We're in Lynchburg City, Amherst County, and Appomattox County. We've helped the Bedford Y start a program this year, and the Alta Vista Y is doing their second year in Campbell County. So they're provided a breakfast, lunch, and a snack every day, because under-resourced kids, when it's not in school, they're on free or reduced lunch. There's no food, or the food is scarce. So we provide food. We provide 3 hours of educational readiness, which is taught by a certified school teacher within this counties or cities. So that's 3 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. In the afternoon, they transition to enrichment. So we partnered with the Academy Center of Arts last year. The kids loved going down there and doing pottery and improv and just the art. So, you know, Jeff and his team down there were just awesome to work with. We go to libraries. We visit colleges. We have a lot of colleges. This program focuses on education, but it also focuses on exposing them to secondary, to what they can do after high school. Mm-hmm. And so we want them to dream, because a lot of times these kids are not dreaming. What they're worried about is, where am I going to sleep and what am I going to eat? And so we want to take that and open their eyes to bigger and just think boldly. And so this program works with going out to colleges, and we go to putt-putt. We teach these children how to swim. These kids come where they come from. There's not pools. There's no pools, so they're not swimming. They're eight times more likely to be a victim of drowning. And so they need to learn how to swim. That builds confidence, which translates back into the classroom. And so this goes on for 5 or 6 weeks. And so kids are gaining and growing during the summer, so they're not losing. So it's bridging the gap. So it's called Achievement Gap Work. And our vision at the Y is to grow this, continue to grow it. We started with 20 kids, and this coming up summer 2017, The goal is 216 wow. in our region, and that's not counting what Bedford is doing out there. So we are blown away by it. We were the first Y to do this program in the state, and now it's grown to Richmond, Fredericksburg, Stanton, Augusta, Danville. A lot of Ys are doing it, and we have a state alliance for the Y in Virginia, and we want this to be an initiative throughout our whole state. So we are working tremendously hard to make this this happen for every child. So a lot of children need it, but we need help, because this is all locally funded. Our donors and our funders are all local, and we couldn't do it without them. There's so many people that are giving to the Y so we can then help these children, because every dollar in is going to make an impact in a child's life.
Are they just working on reading skills?
Reading and math.
I'm blown away with those statistics that you gave about in Lynchburg, 57% of the third graders are reading at third grade level.
That's all.
Barely over half.
Uh-huh. And that's up, you know, from a couple years ago,
it was
55.
Wow.
It's up 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do is invite y'all to come out and see this. Come and see it in action. See what we do, because when people see it, it really hits home, and it's like, wow. These kids think it's camp. Mm-hmm. They love it because they said, well, I'm coming to camp. We said school one time, and you would think, no, this is camp. Don't call it school, and it's school. They're getting so much. And the kids, if they're giving the opportunity and the support, they will grow. Because we know 49% of these kids are being raised by grandparents. So half of them are being raised by grandparents because, one, mom or dad are incarcerated in jail, not there, maybe working a few jobs. Also, we know there's one book for every 300 children in under-resourced neighborhoods. So there's no books. So we have some systems in place that we can print off books on paper and send them home. So if they don't come back, it's no skin off our teeth, but there's at least a book in that house. And so we're getting parents involved. They take a pledge to read to their kids 15 minutes a night. There's so many facets to this. I could keep going on and on. I don't think this show's long enough. But
I think it's amazing. You started with 20 kids, and now you've grown to over 200. Mm-hmm. And it's going on around the state now. What a great testament to the program.
Right. It has a lot of work. And this is, we are measured. This is a national program through the Y. And there's stringent things that we have to follow by times and what we're offering, and there's a lot of things that we've got to do to be, because we want this, and there's data. We pre and post test these children so we can say, here's what it is. And we're not doing it this way over here and this way over here. We're doing it the same way in all locations so we can, this is proven data.
Right.
So we can show.
It's not just a feel-good thing. It's results-oriented.
Yes.
Yeah. And the golf tournament that you have coming up on June 13th and the golf ball drop that you have coming up on June 13th are big fundraisers for this.
Yes.
For this very program.
Every dollar makes, because it costs $13.70 per child to provide all these services.
Per day.
For the whole summer. It's $1,370.
Okay. I thought you meant $13.
And when you divide that by the number mm-hmm. of hours they're in our care, it breaks down to $6 an hour. Mm-hmm. And you can't get good babysitting for $6 an hour, and they're getting all this.
They're getting camp.
Amen.
All right, Jay Parker, if folks want to get involved in the golf tournament, if they want to buy some golf balls for the golf ball drop, I know your website is a good place, ymcacva.org.
Correct.
Has all the information. If folks want more information, or are there any deadlines, anything that people need to know about coming up?
It's on there. It's
yep.
on our website, or you can call 434-582-1900. Somebody at the Jamerson Y can help you. Just call any of your local branches. You can call downtown. You can call Express. So reach out. We'd love to have you sponsor or help or buy some chances to win $5,000. And that money will go to help kids in our summer programs. And so there's so many things the Y is doing to increase the, just increase the value of what these people experience living in our community, whether they can afford it or they can't. That's what the Y is about, is reaching out to everyone.
Thanks, Jay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.